Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 13, living by the Word of God. Wednesday, quiet times with the Word of God. So if there is anything important, then it is this sentence. Quiet times with the Word of God. We've heard about the fire. A fire needs food. Wood, whatever. It needs something which can be burnt. If your spiritual fire should grow, feed it, put food to the fire. And this can only happen when you have quiet times with the Word of God. It is so important to be together with God. Once a month, once a week, daily. What do we learn of Jesus? When the apostles woke up in the morning, where's Jesus? Oh, where is he? And then they looked for him, and then they found him, studying the Word of God, talking with his Father in heaven, pray. It was the same, day by day. He was always the first. Quiet time with his Father. So Jesus acted like this. Do you think you're with more strength and more spirit than Jesus? If he needed it, do we need it? We should learn from him. Every morning, he started every morning being together with God, his Father. So that he knew what to do. In my first years as a teacher, we lived in a flat, a story high up, in this big house with many flats. And we could look down on a courtyard where bricklayers were assembled with the boss. Every Monday morning, it was the same ritual, ceremony, that was celebrated. There he stood, and in a semicircle, his people around him. And then he asked, and in summertime, windows opened, you could hear him talk to these people. He asked them, now you, how far have you got in your work? 50, 80, 90%, how much have you already finished? How long will it take to finish? Are you ready? Fine. Then you go over there and you take this person with you and this one and you go to this address and there you have to do the following. And so he went on from person to person. Everyone had to report what he had done, how long it would take to finish, and so on. Everybody was asked, report. Tell me. Every Monday morning, we could watch this ceremony. You could be sure. When you saw it, you knew it. It's Monday morning. Now the commander is there. They get new commands. And he wanted to be informed. How far had they got in their work? This is usual practice. What about you? So in the morning you get up and then you leave the house. Have you been together with your commander in heaven? You haven't? How can you know what to do then? This is the first duty, being together with him.
studying his word, O Lord. This morning, what's going on? What do you want me to do? So this is priority. If you say you love him, if you say you want to obey him, this is the first point, isn't it? Being together with him, quiet times with the Word of God. This is a must.